This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have quite a few unsanctioned strikes that are popping up all over New York State outside of these correctional facilities. It started with a couple yesterday, but has grown even more today. So just starting with a little bit of background, what can you tell me about this, and what is the union standpoint on it?
I believe the unsanctioned strike started yesterday, and we have now reached a total of 25 correctional facilities across the state. The NYSCOBA, the Corrections Officers Union, is not in any way in the support of a strike. I like to support my members, and we'll do everything in our power to reach a speedy resolution. We were in a meeting today with our NYSCOBA's executive board, along with the Department of Corrections and staff from the governor's office. We met at 10 a.m. this morning and had a lengthy meeting. And we have now tried to reach a speedy resolve. We have sent a list of asks over to the Department of Corrections and the governor's office as to be able to get our folks back to work as quick as we can. As far as the National Guard is concerned, as you asked me, I've heard rumor that she has activated the National Guard, but when we asked them about that, they offered no comment back to us.
Now, with the National Guard moving in, how would this play out? Would they be going in and essentially be acting as scabs for the corrections officers who are on strike? Or would their goal to be also to disperse the strikes?
I don't know how the government of the state of New York would deploy the National Guard. I don't want to assume anything or make any comments that, because I'm not aware of how they're going to deploy the National Guard. This is as new to me as it is to some of the folks that are participating.
Some of the COs who I was talking to earlier today were saying that as of yesterday, local reps who were partaking in these strikes had formally resigned from their position. If you could just expand on that and explain the reasoning and how the New York Taylor Law plays into it.
If you are a representative of NYSCOBA, such as myself, you must denounce any illegal activity, a strike being part of an illegal activity. So the local union stewards that chose to participate resigned their position as a NYSCOBA representative, and they are now just a member of NYSCOBA.
What would happen if they decided to keep their position? and not resign? Would it be fines or would it be actual jail time?
I don't really know the answer to that question, to be honest with you. I know that as an executive board member, if I was to be in favor of this, which I am not, I know that I could be processed through the Taylor Law for trying to support these actions. I have a legal obligation to dispel and condemn a strike as a union official.
Do you have a number or a rough idea of how many of these union reps actually ended up resigning and if more are expected to?
We are currently still receiving resignations as other jails have chose to participate in the unsanctioned strike. We are still receiving resignations from our local union stewards. As far as the total number, I know that we were compiling a list earlier in the day, but I don't have that list at hand, and the person that was compiling that list is not here for right now.
Moving forward with this, I know you were saying that NYSCOBA wants to see an ultimate, like a peaceful resolution to this where people are returning back to their jobs, but if this keeps extending longer and like the further this goes, the less likely it seems like they would be returning to work. So how would NYSCOBA respond to that?
Well, we're trying to reach a speedy resolution for all our members. Because let's not forget, I have members that are inside the correctional facilities still maintaining a secure environment in the facilities doing the best job they can for what they have. So I still have members that are inside the facilities working. So I'm as concerned about them as I am about the members that are outside.
All right, and then just to wrap it up, is there anything that maybe I didn't ask you about or something that you think would be important to add for people to be aware of?
Other than the fact that the executive board is working as a group, we spent time over there today, and I believe that we're moving it. We're engaged in negotiations with the department and the governor's office to reach a speedy resolution.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.